My name is Matt Perdue, and I'm a government relations representative at National Farmers Union.
If we could start off, please, with kind of a basic overview of what is happening now. I know that there's a lot actually happening today, but what can we kind of expect to be happening, and what do we need to be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, so it's just been kind of a crazy week for healthcare in Washington. It has been a crazy week for healthcare in Washington. And so really what we've seen this week is we started Tuesday with the motion to proceed, and they opened debate. Tuesday night, they voted on the Better Care Reconciliation Act, the largest, Obamacare repeal and replace provision. That failed resoundingly. We then moved on to repeal only, which they voted on yesterday. That failed resoundingly. There was a motion last night to return the bill to the committee process. That was a motion made by Democrats and supported only by Democrats. And so really what we're looking at today is there's about 9 hours left of debate in the budget reconciliation process. So we're looking at is what they're calling the skinny repeal, which would really repeal very specific provisions of the ACA, but would have a lot of implications for the success of the health insurance marketplace. We just got a CBO score on that last night. It would lead to about 16 million more Americans losing their insurance by next year. That number largely remains stable throughout the 10 years of the bill. That's what we're headed for today. We expect to vote on that about mid-afternoon.
Okay, and what would you see as being the best outcome at this point of that vote?
So, I mean, really the best outcome for this entire process is for this to fail. I mean, we're looking at taking a vote on something that we really don't know yet what it looks like. We have a small portion of a CBO score from that was released last night. So the uncertainty of this entire process has really been a problem for people on both sides of the aisle, people of all perspectives. And so really what the best outcome would be is for this to fail and for the Senate to look at a bipartisan, common sense approach to solving a lot of the problems that we have with our healthcare system in America. If the skinny repeal were to pass, it's likely that that is just a vehicle to take the bill to the committee, conference committee. And then you're looking at, you know, more uncertainty, more lack of clarity on exactly what the future is going to be for healthcare in America. And again, you're dealing with millions of people who will lose insurance, millions of people who will see rising premiums, a lot of big concerns that people need to have a say in. And this entire process hasn't allowed family farmers and ranchers, but it hasn't allowed anybody to really have a say in that process.
And, you know, and that is such a valid point. We don't hear anything. We haven't heard anything at all about farmers and ranchers, which make up such a huge part of this nation. But we haven't really heard anything at all about what is best for them and how to take care of their families.
That's right.
What do we do about that?
Yeah, well, and, you know, National Farmers Union, we've been very active on the issue, really trying to highlight how this affects farmers and ranchers in rural America as a whole. And, you know, this has unique impacts for rural America. Farmers and ranchers, you know, are very reliant on healthcare, not only to protect their health and well-being, which farming and ranching is a very dangerous profession, but also the financial viability of their operation. And so, you know, there was a recent USDA-funded study that said, you know, an overwhelming majority of farmers and ranchers believe that access to health insurance is an important part of their risk management strategy for their business operation. And so, really, this has implications for all Americans, very, very serious implications for all Americans, but it also has serious business financial implications for the men and women who really provide the food and fiber for our country. And that's a point that we're continually trying to highlight.
If NFU could write the whatever is next for healthcare reform, what would that be?
Yeah, so really what we're focused on, what National Farmers Union is focused on, is improving the affordability, the quality, and the accessibility of healthcare for farmers and ranchers and rural Americans. And so one of the biggest problems that we're seeing right now is the instability in the health insurance marketplace. That has been a huge talking point, really for both sides of the aisle, but something that a lot of the supporters of this repeal effort have really pushed. And we agree with that concern. Our the problem that we see is that none of these bills really do much to stabilize the rural marketplace in any way, shape, or form, and would actually lead to many, up to three quarters, full repeal would lead to three quarters of rural marketplaces or of American marketplaces being without a single insurer. So we would really like to see a fix for the rural marketplaces. We would like to see increased support for rural hospitals, which includes a robustly funded Medicaid program. Rural hospitals rely on Medicaid and Medicare payments far more than their urban counterparts. So that's a really, really important piece. And we really want to look at, you know, any efforts that would reduce cost for farmers and ranchers, for rural Americans, that would allow farming and ranching families to, you know, where both spouses can work on the farm. Many farming and ranching families feel like they are forced to get off-farm jobs just to access the health care benefits. That's because it's not affordable to access insurance through the health insurance marketplace. And so really to fix all of these pieces and, you know, whether that's through one bill, whether that's through a string of legislation, we really want to see common sense, bipartisan solutions to a lot of these issues.
Let's take a look at two scenarios. First, we're going to look at the worst case scenario. If this passes, what can farmers and ranchers do after that?
If it passes, you know, then our advocacy strategy would go to the conference committee process. And so again, highlighting all these issues and encouraging them and conference committee to come up with a bill that at least meets a lot of the concerns that farmers and ranchers have, the unique concerns that rural America has. Beyond that, it would be, I think, really looking down the road, continuing to highlight those farmers and ranchers' voices and look at different amendments that we can make to this process, different pieces of legislation that can correct things like the health insurance marketplace, that can provide more support for rural hospitals, and really going down the line in a long-term strategy to correct what we see to be a lot of damages created by the host of pieces of legislation that we're looking at right now.
And if it fails?
If it fails, then, you know, we look at a bipartisan process. We look at advocating for, you know, again, those pieces that I've been talking about and doing it in a bipartisan way, in an open, transparent way where we can really hear from the concerns of farmers and ranchers. You know, National Farmers Union by no means feels that the Affordable Care Act is perfect. We certainly think that there are a lot of improvements that need to be made to our current system. And so a bipartisan process that is open and transparent would really give farmers and ranchers, rural Americans, all Americans, the opportunity to make their voices heard and the opportunity for Congress to really understand how to best approach the matter at hand.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking some time out with me this morning to explain this very, very complicated issue. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on.